Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We'd like to get right into it, and what we're going to get right in today is Hunter Biden, or more specifically, something that the former Attorney General, William Barr, said about Hunter Biden just this week. He said that the Hunter Biden case represented shameful self-dealing. That's the quote, shameful self-dealing by the Biden family. So let's get into that. Some Republicans obviously want a special counsel appointed to investigate Hunter Biden's shady business dealings in Ukraine and China and elsewhere. So the calls started, as you know, in the last months of the Trump administration when there were revelations about Hunter Biden's activities and suspicions that his father, now the president, Joe Biden, might have been involved or certainly had knowledge of those activities. And these revelations began to emerge in the weeks and months before the 2020 election. Now, these were, of course, the revelations that some big news organizations tried to downplay, and some social media giants, Twitter and Facebook, tried to suppress, actively suppressed. So the Attorney General at the time, Bill Barr, declined to appoint a special counsel. Okay. He explained at the time that the case was being handled, quote, responsibly and professionally within the Justice Department by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. So this week, Barr, who's been out of office now a year and a half, said he still believes his decision was the correct one. But he made these remarks before the American Enterprise Institute. He was discussing his memoir, One Damn Thing After Another. And in the course of that, he issued a devastating critique of what the Hunter Biden case represents. Quote, whether it is a crime or not, the American people can, quote, see what it was, which was shameful self-dealing by that family. Okay. Now, this is the William Barr who oversaw the investigation for a good while. Now, the question for Barr was what the Justice Department should do about it. Now, first, remember that the department was already investigating Hunter Biden's taxes. And perhaps the question of whether Hunter Biden had properly registered as a foreign agent. Now, that probe was being overseen by a man named David Weiss. He was the U.S. attorney in Delaware, still is, and he was appointed by Donald Trump. So we still do not know the extent of that investigation, but there have been reports that Hunter Biden has paid at least $1 million in back taxes in an effort to fend off indictment. Now, maybe that'll work for Hunter Biden. Maybe it won't. We don't know. Now, Barr noted that the purpose of a special counsel, back to the special counsel issue, purpose of a special counsel is to conduct an investigation when the Justice Department has a serious conflict of interest in a particular matter. Now, the Trump Justice Department had no such conflict. I think he's right about that. That's what Barr said. Now, maybe the Biden administration does have a conflict, but not the Trump Justice Department. Now, second, Barr views calls for special counsels as part of an unhealthy trend in American politics. The attempt to criminalize the scandalous behavior of one's political opponent. After all, it's his belief that we just had too many special counsels. After all, at that time, the nation had just gone through a years-long special counsel investigation. We're talking about the Mueller probe that resulted in no charges against the president, an exoneration on the allegation of collusion with Russia. Now, Barr also felt if he had appointed a special counsel for Hunter Biden, the new Biden administration, when it got into office, could have gotten in and said, we're gonna get rid of this guy. We're going to reverse Barr's action because it was all about politics. Bill Barr was just trying to stick it to the new Biden administration, so we're going to undo this. In addition, one other thing, Barr said he felt, quote, very confident that David Weiss, he's that U.S. attorney appointed by Trump in Delaware, would be allowed to stay in his position in the new administration to continue the investigation. Now, Barr did not say why he felt so confident, but he felt very confident. And indeed, David Weiss is still in that job. So Barr strongly opposed the proposal for the Trump Justice Department to appoint a special counsel. Now, that is part of Barr's just fundamental skepticism about special counsels in general. So he made that case about special counsels and about the Hunter Biden case in particular. He made that case in his talk at the American Enterprise Institute. So let's listen to sort of the key passage from that talk.
And what people do, and Hunter Biden is a perfect example of it, They had several weeks to tell the tale of Hunter Biden, and they didn't do it. They were, their game was to try to get a criminal investigation going. And that's usually now what the play is. It's an inside the Beltway play. Let's get a criminal investigation. And then that becomes the issue. You know, is he going to be indicted? Instead of telling the story, the American people, if they knew the facts, would look at what happened. And whether it's a crime or not that will ever be prosecuted, they would see what it was, which was shameful self-dealing by that family. And instead of telling the story,
they ran to the
prosecutors. You know, they made the question whether or not it was a crime. And we constantly do that today. And it's stupid because, you know, the criminal justice process isn't suited for that.
And it's stupid because the criminal justice process isn't suited for that. Okay, that's Bill Barr about special counsels. Now, his point was really, really simple. The most fundamental issue, most important thing in a political scandal is for the American people, for the voters, to know what happened. It's not for criminal charges to be leveled. It's not for a long grand jury investigation to go on. It's for the American voters to know what happened. They could then make a judgment on how serious it is and what should be done about it. Now, Barr is really quite adamant on this issue, and his adamance, at least as far as Hunter Biden is concerned, was probably heightened by Barr's own relationship with his boss at the time. That's President Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that next.
Democrats start telling the Lincoln Project to pound sand. The Biden administration now admits to providing Ukraine with the info to sink the Moskva. And Jen Psaki won't tell abortion demonstrators to leave justices alone at home. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about Bill Barr, the former attorney general, and his relationship with President Donald Trump. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast and you've enjoyed the podcast, it would really be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, anywhere you get your podcast would be greatly appreciated. So, back to this issue about Bill Barr and Donald Trump. Barr is so adamant about the question of a special counsel. And some of that adamance, I think, comes from his relationship with Trump. And there's no doubt that Trump, who had been unfairly targeted himself in the Mueller investigation, would have liked to have seen his opponents in the crosshairs of the Justice Department. The announcement that the Attorney General had appointed a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden would have been huge news in the 2020 campaign. And Donald Trump would have liked to hear it. But it didn't happen. So Barr tells the story. Barr has said that you know, when he's the Attorney General, he cannot discuss the Hunter Biden case with the president or anyone outside the Justice Department. So about 2 weeks before the election, according to Barr, he got a phone call from President Trump, and it was a little bit contentious. So let's listen right now to the way Barr described that phone call he had 2 weeks before the election with President Trump.
You know, the only time the president came right up to the line, and I won't speculate as to whether he would have gone over it, but a couple of weeks before the election, after, you know, when Rudy Giuliani was parading around the laptop, I got a call from the president, and he said, you know, this Hunter Biden thing. I said, Mr. President, I told you, you know, I'm not going to discuss anything. And he said, well, if that was one of my kids. And I just said, God damn it, Mr. President, you know, I'm not going to, you know, and that was that.
Okay, that's pretty emphatic there. That's Bill Barr, in his own words, kind of going off on the President of the United States. In any event, he stands by his decision. But let's look at the situation now. Of course, the Biden administration is in power now. So let's say the Trump administration had absolutely no conflict of interest. I don't think they did. Investigating the Hunter Biden case. You could certainly argue that the Justice Department cannot very well investigate the president's son without at least the appearance of a conflict of interest. Whether or not that's actually the case, I think we'll wait depend on what the facts of the matter turn out to be and what David Weiss, the Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney General, excuse me, U.S. Attorney in Delaware, does. We'll have to see what that does. But there is a particular problem with the way Barr tells the story and with his beliefs in that. I think in general, I think many people would agree with the idea that we have over-criminalized political scandals, and it would be better if the public just knew what had taken place and then could make a decision at the ballot box. But there is a problem with the American people learning the story of a particular scandal. How do they do that? They do it through the news media. And what if the news media simply do not want to tell the story? And in fact, rather than telling the story, the news media attack those who try to tell the story. Obviously, I'm referring to the Hunter Biden case. That's what happened. It's a difficult situation. And there is no good answer on what to do about it beyond public pressure on media outlets to reform themselves and report more fairly. But Barr's position, you know, you have a tendency, I think, to agree with what he says about the overuse of criminal investigations in politics and the vastly preferable course of disclosure of what a political figure or a member of his family actually did. But what if that disclosure never happens? What if the many media outlets decide to downplay a story or to ignore it? And what if social media outlets, which are a major part of the distribution of news today, what if they decide to actually censor it and suppress it? What happens then? No really easy answer other than to pressure media outlets to reform themselves and report more fairly. So that's the bigger issue here. The more specific issue, of course, is the Hunter Biden case. So remember William Barr's bottom line assessment of what specifically the Hunter Biden case shows. Shameful self-dealing by that family. That family, of course, is headed by the current president of the United States. And there is still a lot more to learn about what went on. Should we learn it through the U.S. attorney? Should we learn it through more revelations in the press? We've certainly learned an enormous amount through the bizarre circumstances of the laptop story, which many in the press suppressed and censored. And only now, in 2022, after President Biden had been in office a year, did they even admit the legitimacy of the laptop. So there's still much more to learn about what Bill Barr called shameful self-dealing by that family. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. That's what I wanted you to hear in Bill Barr's own voice and think about as you go forward in the Hunter Biden case. So thanks for joining us. Always appreciate it when you can. And hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.